Good morning. Good morning. Does anyone in your house do exercises and things like that? Do you guys ever do exercises? I'll bet you do. You just don't even realize it sometimes. Maybe you don't do the... Well, someone would come up here and exercise. Here, come on up here. You want to come up here? There you go. Do some exercises there while we're standing here. Who wants to exercise with him? You want to come up here? Okay, come on. You can turn around there. There you go. Just do some exercises. There you go. And I got another little thing here we can do some exercises with. Oh, this one is intended to help strengthen your grip. All right. Who wants to exercise with this? Okay. Come on up here. Why don't you exercise? Make a nice, strong grip. All right. Why do we exercise our bodies? You have an idea? It keeps strong. Exactly. I think that's also why we have recess. You know, recess isn't just playtime, is it? It's a time for you to get out and exercise. Move your body a little bit, right? Because we have all these muscles in our bodies that need to be kept strong and toned up, right? And then after recess is done, you come back into the room and we have another part of our bodies that we want to exercise to keep it strong. And that's our brains. We got to exercise our brains too, right? So let's see. Let's do a little exercising of our brains here this morning. 3 plus 2 equals 5. Very good. All right. All right. 2x plus 7y equals... No. We're not... But one day, if you keep exercising your brain, you can do those kinds of problems too. Keep your brain strong. But not only do we need to exercise our bodies and our brains, there's something else we need to exercise too. You know what that is? Faith. Faith. Faith is how we believe in Jesus, right, as our Savior. But how do we exercise our faith? Can we take barbells and exercise our faith? Can we exercise faith by doing math problems? How do we make our faith? How do we exercise our faith? James, believing in God is faith, right? Believing what God did for us through His Son. But now faith needs to be exercised. And James says, here's how you do it. You do it with works, good works, doing good things for your neighbor. That's how you exercise your faith. Do you do good things for each other? Yeah. We have barbells to help us exercise our bodies. We have teachers and math problems to help us exercise our minds. How's that going? And we have each other to help us exercise our faith. God gives us each other so that we can do good things for each other in the name of Jesus. After all, who did the greatest work of all? Who did the best thing of all for all of us? Jesus did, right? He came down, gave His life on the cross for us, rose again for our salvation. Getting tired?
No.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Rose again for our salvation. He did the greatest work of all. He loved us with a perfect love. Now, let's exercise our faith by loving one another. Let's pray about that, shall we? Okay, can we hold still just a second while we pray? Now, you got a good strong grip for your prayer right now, don't you? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for our bodies and for exercise to make them strong. Thank you for our minds and for teachers that help us to make our minds strong. Thank you for faith in Jesus. Help us, Lord, to make that faith strong as we serve one another in love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much. You can go on back to your seats. Thank you for helping out today. My little exercisers, thank you.